Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And you know, a topic that has permeated LDS culture and Christian culture for decades is the priesthood, how it's delegated, whom it is given to, and, quote, whom it is not given to. And I say that in quotes because I think a lot of people believe that since righteous, worthy LDS males are given the opportunity to participate in priesthood ordinances, that women somehow don't have a part or a place in it. And as we're discussing personal worth this month on the Mormon Channel, I'd like to correct that notion today with several inspiring quotes that I came across recently from both living and deceased LDS leaders about women's true rights and responsibilities inside of priesthood power and authority. Take a listen.
When men and women go to the temple, they are both endowed with the same power, which is by definition priesthood power. When the authority of the priesthood is directed through priesthood keys, and priesthood keys are held only by worthy men, access to the power and the blessings of the priesthood is available to all of God's children. President Joseph Fielding Smith explained that the blessings of the priesthood are not confined to men alone. These blessings are also poured out upon all the faithful women of the church. The Lord offers to his daughters every spiritual gift and blessing that can be obtained by his sons. Close quote.
We're not accustomed to speaking of women having the authority of the priesthood in their church callings. But what other authority can it be? When a woman, young or old, is set apart to preach the gospel as a full-time missionary, she is given priesthood authority to perform a priesthood function. The same is true when a woman is set apart to function as an officer or teacher in a church organization under the direction of one who holds the keys of the priesthood. Whoever functions in an office or calling received from one who holds priesthood keys exercises priesthood authority in performing her or his assigned duties. Whoever exercises priesthood authority should forget about their rights and concentrate on their responsibilities. That is a principle needed in society at large. The famous Russian writer Alexander Solzhenitsyn is quoted as saying, "It is time to defend not so much human rights as human obligations." Latter-day Saints surely recognize that qualifying for exaltation is not a matter of asserting rights, but a matter of fulfilling responsibilities. The Lord has directed that only men will be ordained to offices in the priesthood. But, as various church leaders have emphasized, men are not the priesthood. Men hold the priesthood with a sacred duty to use it for the blessing of all of the children of God. The greatest power God has given to his sons cannot be exercised without the companionship of one of his daughters, because only to his daughters has God given the power to be a creator of bodies so that God's design and the great plan might meet fruition. Those are the words of President J. Reuben Clark.
Every man and young man in the church who lives in accordance with the Savior's teachings is ordained to the priesthood. The use of this power, however, is limited. Every father is to his family a patriarch, and every mother a matriarch as co-equals in their distinctive parental roles. Members, men and women, may receive inspiration by the gift of the Holy Ghost for their personal lives and for their areas of responsibility.
So I got a lot of comfort reading these talks and hearing what these inspired and inspiring leaders have said about the incredible responsibilities that women do have within the priesthood and within the power of God. And for more content on the priesthood, visit MormonChannel.org for great blog posts, podcasts, and videos that you can watch and share online. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.